This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Okay, if it's not working, it's not my fault. I'm Joe Pesci, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room. Yeah, it's pegging. Yeah, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5. I'm working on it. Slow down, people. Doing the best I can with what I got. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure that you guys are part of the process, part of the solution, and not part of the problem. So, yeah, you know what? You know, you're not supposed to tell this stuff on radio, but we had a lot of technical work done today, so we'll see how it goes. Anyway, you know who's going to join me after the first break, right? Xander Gibbs is going to be with us, and I always love when he's with us because you know what? He's got a handle on what's going on too. He sees things I don't see. You know. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Okay, here's how it works. Michael Moore. I knew this would make you guys sick. Michael Moore says that if we have to, we have to use our bodies to resist. And I was thinking that Michael... First, he should start, you know, by example, right? Don't you think? Maybe he should start using his body to resist a lot more than just Trump if I was him. You know, there's a few restaurants I would just keep walking by if I was him. You know, you get my drift. Yeah, you know what? And keep your emails to yourself. I don't hear about it. I make fun of myself being fat, not being able to shut my mouth. I'm going to make fun of him being fat, too, so get over it. You know what I mean? Yeah, Michael says that, let me see, where's he going with this? He says, we have to start putting our bodies on the line to stop Trump. Right? So, don't you love this guy? Liberal filmmaker Michael Moore said that on The Late Show that Democrats need to get off the couch and put their bodies on. You know, it was really funny. I was watching the clip. Yes, for you, I was watching the clip. And when you watch this clip, you know, it goes to what we've been saying for a long time. They went right down a list of everything that they hated. They hated Trump. They hated what the Republicans stood for. They hate what SCOTUS has become. I mean, somebody recently said, but yours truly has been saying for a while, this could end up being a civil war. Because it's no longer live and let live. It's no longer too bad we lost the election and move on and. Now they're talking about physical violence because they don't like, because it's not going their way. They're like the kids, right, in the sandbox and the whatever, that are upset because they're not getting their way, because the court rulings aren't going their way. Things aren't happening the way they want them to happen. So Michael said on the Late Show that the Democrats need to get off the couch, put their bodies on a line, and protest the policies of President Trump. I'd like to know, do we separate, should we make a list, or should they make a list? And the list should be like, here's the ones that Obama did that he's doing as well, and here's the ones that he's just pulled out of midair and decided this is the way to go. So what they're saying is not one of Trump's policies is good or okay. The fact that people are putting more money in their wallets every week, that's not okay. The fact that people are putting more food on the table, no, that's okay. The fact that consumer confidence is up, no, that's not okay either. What do these people want? And this comes from a stereotypical, your words, not mine, fat, white, rich cat. He's got several homes, constantly looks like he hasn't got two nickels to rub together to buy any clothes with. But yet he's got all the answers. He's got the right way to make it happen. You know, he said, no longer should we have civil discourse. He said, Democrat, now catch this. He thinks Democrats are too sedated. They're too quiet. They don't speak out enough. Is he serious? Does he think every one of these Occupy movements is Republicans? Does he think those kids that were burning down the CVS's, but of all places, Starbucks, who's totally on their side, up there in Berkeley, the ones that are ripping down the buildings and damaging the place and lighting police cars on fire, does he think that those people were Republicans? He may need to have his meds checked. He pointed to migrant families separating crisis with thousands of children being kidnapped for parents and put in jails and asked the audience how they would react to those children. Well, why didn't he ask the same question during the Obama administration? See, this is where I say they're disingenuous. It's hard to believe them. It's hard to feel for them. It's hard to even talk with them. Because if you're outraged over children being taken away from their parents, you should have been outraged 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. But you weren't. You're only outraged because there's a Republican doing it. You're only outraged because of the things that are going on today. Right? He goes on to say, Trump is not going to leave. He plans to be reelected. He loves the term president for life. Obama loved that term, too. He believed he'd get a third, a fourth, and a fifth election if he could, if he was allowed to run again. Now, what do you think Moore means by this? He says, the only way we're going to stop this is we're all going to have to put our bodies on the line. What do you think that means? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. He's with us, and I know that's why you tune in. You only tune in to hear him, right, on the nights he's on, because I'm just kind of like here. Xavier Gibb joins us like he does every week. I always appreciate the time that he spends with us. It helps me kind of get an understanding of the things that just go way over my head, like this Michael Moore story. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It's a pleasure to be with you guys. Thank you for having me.
Well, of course, you screwed me up on that one. I was going to say, the pleasure's all yours, but then I almost said the pleasure's all mine, and that would have... Can we start all over with that?
No. Moving swiftly on.
ouch. Well, okay, so let's talk about our mutual buddy, Michael, okay? And Michael says that Michael Moore, who's now actually got another movie coming out called, because, you know, he's such an artist, Fahrenheit 11-9 instead of 9-11. And 11-9 is the, is the day it was officially announced that President Trump had won. So, you know, that's the meltdown day for most liberals. But it was funny in listening to him. I mean, because the Supreme Court now does what Trump wants it to do. You know, you've got the jury-rigged presidency.
Does it?
Because, yeah, apparently. The jury-rigged presidency because of, let me see, Electoral College, which, by the way, I think was put in place before Trump got in office. But, I mean, I'm not too smart. I may not know for sure. And then the jury-rigged Republican Senate and Congress. So, it's they're like little brats in this playground. Nothing's going their way, so everything is everybody else's fault. It's just amazing.
Well, I have to just go back to the movie, because apparently why it has that title is because every time Michael Moore makes a movie, they have to use 27 food trucks just for him, and the amount of electricity required to power the 27 food trucks often causes a fire. And that's apparently the heat level of that fire. I mean, this guy is just so ridiculous, isn't he? I mean, you know, he leaves himself wide open all of the time, not just for criticism, but how can you make statements like that and be as big as he is? I mean, I'm a big guy, so I can say it, but, you know, how big does that line have to be to throw yourself on if you're Michael Moore? I mean, it needs to be a football field.
I said the same thing. I said, look, I'm a fat guy, so you can't get on my case. But, man, he's so big. Let him throw himself down. He'll save 15 or 20 other people, right? I mean,
right.
Seriously.
I can just see the emails. Xander Gibb and Joe Mastina are fatophobic. I mean, have you seen our pictures? Please.
Yeah, right. Well, listen, what do they call you? They call you homophobic. And I still know about that one on a regular basis. I'm like, wow, you talk about hate really, really just taking a mental toll on people? That's just amazing to me. You know?
But homophobia is allowed now, and if you're a Democrat... like, for instance, this week I defended Ivanka Trump, and because I defended Ivanka Trump, this guy, I told him to stick to sports, and he called me a dirty little F word, you know, pertaining to being gay, and I reported it, and Twitter said it did not violate their rules. So,
wow.
So it's open season now on gay people on Twitter if they're conservative. So, you know, we're living in double standard city, people, you know,
And you know you can't fight it, right? Just like you ran into, others have run into the same thing. You can't fight it because, they'll shadow ban you. You had it happen to you tonight. We've had it happen to us plenty of times. But get this one. Michael Moore believes that we are a majority liberal country. And he noted that the only reason that George W. Bush won is because of the way Trump won is due to the Electoral College. But if they would be honest with themselves and sit back and look, the majority of the country geographically voted for George Bush. The majority of the country geographically voted for Donald Trump. It's only the heavy, dense, liberal, inner city, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, places like that, that voted for Democrat.
Right.
Right?
I mean, it's total delusion. I saw a clip of an interview today with Senator Kirsten Gillibrand from New York, who said, we're definitely taking back the House and possibly the Senate. And I just rolled around with laughter. I'm like, which Farm Bill account is this referring to, yours or your husband's or perhaps Barack Obama's? Because they live in this dream state. And it has to be Farm Bill related because there's no reality with these things. You know, the current figures suggest that they're not going to do very well.
Right.
You know, in November. And so, obviously, you know what it's like. It's like you buy that pair of jeans, and you're like, I'm going to be in them by Christmas. You know, it's kind of like that.
What Christmas, though? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, you see. Yeah. She didn't specify an end date, did she? So I suppose, I'm sorry, Kirsten, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, the Dems will take back the House and the Senate, you know, but I'm not sure which millennia it will be in.
Right. But see, I wish our team would stop telling them that, you know, how crazy Maxine Waters, how crazy Nancy Pelosi. Leave them alone. Let them go. They're great
right.
spokespeople for the Republican Party. You know,
yeah,
Nancy,
I mean,
who's the, go ahead. I got to remember this.
No, I was just going to say, I'm rather despondent right now with the Republican Party, both sides of the pond. And it's really interesting how many, even over here, Republicans, conservatives, because that's what the equivalent is in the United Kingdom, are actually going towards the Independent Party. And I see that happening in the United States because the Republican Party, there is a huge part of the Republican Party that doesn't support our president. And if you're not for us, you're against us. And when you think about this long term, you know, I've bitched and moaned so many times about Republicans that voted for Hillary Clinton just because they didn't like Donald Trump. You know, I didn't like Donald Trump to begin with. You know, I bought the hype about the fact that, you know, he'd sold himself to us for 20 years as this guy that fires everybody, which clearly, you know, can continue into his presidency, so be careful. But you know, I just think that ultimately, you know, something has to give with all of this, because if his own party, you know, cannot support him 250%, then why are these people members of that party?
Yeah, listen, let's go one step further, okay? Let's just say you're a solid old-time Republican, okay? Conservative Republican. Really? So you never Trumpers especially. I was thinking about you guys today. You were out there saying, just get, you know, Hillary Clinton in. We'll get her out next time around. There's no way we can have Trump. Blah, 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 blah. Can you imagine if Hillary Clinton was in office and had two Supreme Court appointments? And I'll tell you what, if Hillary Clinton was in office, Ruth Bader Ginsburg would have already left the farm, as they say. Listen, we got to go for a quick break. Don't go far. Joe Mazzini, your host. Seriously, pay attention. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John DeMester.
The editorial page in the Friday edition of the Capital Gazette simply listing the names of the journalists shot and killed Thursday afternoon in Annapolis, Maryland. The heading simply saying this page intentionally left blank today to commemorate the victims of Thursday's shootings at our office. Meantime, investigators learning more about that attack. Here is Wes Adams. He's the state attorney.
Evidence that suggested a coordinated attack, the barricading of a back door, and the use of a tactical approach and hunting down and shooting the innocent victims in this case.
The president says he'll announce his pick to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy July 9th. Kennedy announcing on Wednesday he'd retire this summer. The president with a list that he's narrowed down. The AP saying two women on his short list. Pro-lifers are hopeful the president will pick someone who will protect the unborn, some calling it the battle of our lifetimes. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Isn't that just like a WAP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Listen to Realside on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, live chat room going on there for people who are not happy with Facebook. They're on our website chatting there. And if you're on Facebook, you can always head over to our Facebook page. There's a live feed there and live video as well. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does on a regular basis. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me. He tries to straighten me out. Between him and Tammy, I guess I get a little crooked, a little straight. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It is a pleasure, Joe.
You know, I wonder, but this thing about Moore is like bouncing around in my head, because he talked about how Dems are not violent.
Wait, was that a fat joke? More bouncing around.
No, I would have said rolling around if it was a fat joke. Boom, boom. Anyway, he talked about how violent, the right is. The left is not violent at all. And I'm thinking, my God, does he not watch TV? Does he not listen to his people? Did he not see the head that Kathy Griffin had in her hand and was holding up? It looked like Donald Trump. I mean, are they that delusional? Are they that much of a liar?
Yes, of course. I mean, they cited some things that they said that Donald Trump had said that was incitive of violence, and they were just ridiculous. When he said, in my day they would have taken that guy out, and given him a good kicking or whatever the terminology was. He wasn't saying go and do it,
Right.
And when he said to the guy, do this, I'll pay your legal fees, that was clearly a joke.
Right.
I mean, are we not allowed to joke anymore?
No.
But the difference is with what the left is actually doing and saying, kicking, celebrating the fact that one of Donald Trump's team was kicked out of a restaurant while her kid was there. I mean, imagine what her daughter must have thought. Why are these people being mean to my mom? She doesn't know what her mother does or who she is or who she works for. I mean, maybe she does, but not...
Well, that's her problem, Dandy. Yeah, maybe she should think about who she works for, what kind of effect it'll have on her family.
Yeah.
Where's my hat?
If you're tuning in, you're listening to Liberal Radio with me, Xander Gibb, and some...
No, seriously, I get it all the time from these people. I get the biggest kick out of it. It's like, it doesn't matter who does what. Whatever they do is ordained of the God that you don't believe in, and whatever we do is sanctioned by the devil, who's God's enemy, who they also don't believe in. Just listen to them, they'll tell you.
But this is why I keep coming back, you know, no disrespect. You know, obviously our listeners are all geniuses.
Yes, they are.
And you know, most conservatives are. But per capita in America, we must have so many stupid people. You know, to believe all of this stuff that they're being told. I mean, surely there must be at least one or two of them amongst them that can research. I mean, maybe they're the ones that are leaving and becoming Republicans. I got this problem this week. You know, I had a fight with the guy who I've known, like, all of my life. You know, the guy's a minister of religion, but, you know, he's a lefty. But then had the audacity, because I disagreed with him politically and defended Donald Trump, to say to me that Trump was my messiah. And I'm like, dude, no, Jesus is my messiah. I just support Donald Trump and his policies. So why does that make me not a Christian?
Oh, because Donald Trump doesn't care about kids. And, you know, they love to twist scripture about, you know, Jesus said, bring all the little kids to me. But they didn't talk about the scriptures before and the scriptures after, what that scripture meant inside the context, because they don't know scripture. They have some 16-year-old kid running through the Bible trying to find verses that sound pretty good that they can use for a sound bite. But they have no clue. And then Maxine Waters saying that God is on their side, that God is on the side of the team that wants to rip babies out of the womb. God is on that team, for real? What God are we talking about?
Yeah. But isn't it hypocrisy? They don't want children to be taken away from their mother, but they're all right for them to be aborted. I mean, isn't that in itself
that's rich.
A ridiculousness?
That's just rich, isn't it? Oh,
it is.
God.
It is. And in fairness, any Christian knows that God is a conservative. I mean, let's be fair about it.
Well, you know, the joke is, right, that, and I don't mean a joke, like, but, you know, heaven has a gate, heaven has a wall, and heaven's had ground rules to get in. You know, and it's like, and they keep throwing God up, and it's like, they don't want any boundaries. Look at Keith Ellison was wearing a shirt, you know, and here's an elected member who says, there shouldn't be any boundaries, there shouldn't be any wall. I mean, then who elected you? What country do you represent if you want a country without borders that really doesn't exist?
But you know,
brain dead.
The next stage on from this, then, who's going to pay for all of that? You know, we pay our taxes. We pay our taxes in order to support the United States and American citizens. And so if we're just going to have anybody and everybody come here and live off that dime for free, then who's going to, you know, let's look at the fiscal kind of part of this. Who's going to pay for all of these people that they want to come in? Because I'm not being funny, Joe, but I certainly don't want to.
No,
you know, just like I don't want my tax dollars being paid for birth control. It doesn't benefit me. How does it benefit me?
Well, because here's what they tell you. All right, I've had this argument with one of them recently.
Put your liberal hat on, Joe.
Yeah, there you go. Here's the argument. Because if they have a baby, right, then what's going to end up happening is you're going to end up having to pay for the welfare. You're going to end up having to pay for the health care of that baby and all this new stuff. And I'm going, no, how about we start working on them and teaching them how to actually use real birth control, not after-the-fact birth control, but before-the-fact birth control. How about we teach them how to take responsibility for their act? Oh, my God. Did I just swear? I think I said responsibility, didn't I? Responsibility,
yeah,
just amazing.
That's why the live video was interrupted on Facebook, because you said responsibility. Gone!
Just amazing. But really, that stuff is just gone too far. And, you know, now they're talking about this, you know, just talk about the shooter that, and listen, my heart and prayers, you know, that'll make them crazy too. My heart and prayers go out to the family. The guy bought the gun legally. Everybody around him, again, they won't talk about mental health. Everybody around him knew he had a problem. Everybody right. around him knew that he was a danger. Why didn't they move on it?
But, you know, the other really astounding thing about all of that is that apparently that what happened was Donald Trump's fault. Now, this guy had had an issue for 7 years plus with this newspaper. Before Donald Trump was even president, I mean, what was it? Did he not like, you know, the Apprentice or whatever it's called? to me, it's just so ridiculous. You know, God forbid, you know, my grandmother died 20 years ago. And you know, I miss her like heck. Is that Donald Trump's fault too? I mean, I'm always willing to point the finger when it's necessary. And you know, people have been saying this week that no matter what Donald Trump does, his supporters will stand by him. That's absolutely untrue.
Yeah.
And there are things that I have, let me give you an example of something I don't like about Donald Trump's policies. And that's the issue with healthcare with regards to pre-existing conditions, because that limits people who have long-term conditions. That's something I disagree with. But, you know, I'm an adult. I'm mature most of the time, but I'm not a single-issue supporter. So I'm not a Democrat. So Democrats, you know, are single-issue supporters. I cannot just stop supporting Donald Trump because I disagree with that issue. I'll get over it. I'm sure in the long term it will change and something will happen. But I cannot diss him over single issues because that is really immature.
No, and you and I feel the same way about that stuff. I don't agree with everything he does. I don't agree with, you know, sometimes I agree with what he does. I don't agree with the way he does it. But that doesn't mean
right?
I'm going to beat on him 24/7 over it. I'm not the president, okay? And I'm not the smartest guy in the room either. He's got people around him that help him out and do the whole nine thing. You know, somebody just put up some stats, and I don't know if these are true, but here's what I love. They said, why won't the Democrats help the 2.4 million children that are homeless in the U.S. of A. And that's kind of, you know, my mantra's been like that for the last couple of weeks. It's like, when do we start helping our own? When do we start helping our vets first? When do we start helping our homeless kids first? When do we start helping our homeless?
Right.
Before we have to go helping every country on the face of the planet. It ain't right.
Well, my grandmother used to say charity begins at home, and that's absolutely true. And then if you've got some left to help other people, then that's when that should be addressed. But you know the potential, don't you, for Democrats helping? We'll do this after.
Well, see, you don't need me. I could have gone for a drink and come back. I'm Joe Bassini, your host, and he's right. Taylor Gibb will still be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Anyway.
Yeah. Isn't that part of your probationary?
they're gonna send me over the pond to try to now decipher what pounds and stones and
stuff is. It really is like bizarro world, because like I go into a store and I have to really think, you know, because I lived here for a long time before I came back to America. So when I came back to America, I had to like Americanize my brain again. And now I'm having to anglicize it. So because we use words differently, there are certain words and terminologies that are totally different. Like in England, they call chips, you know, when we get a bag of chips, they call them crisps. And,
yeah.
and you know,
yeah.
jelly is jello. And it's just so, I don't know.
Wait a minute. Really you ran by something there. You called it anglicizing. I think it's like white supremacy. That's like a code word in England for white supremacy.
How dare you suggest that I'm a white supremacist because I'm white?
It's just sad.
And I like the Supremes. Hey, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it means that they're saying that we're white and we like the Supremes. I have all their albums, so maybe they're right. You know.
Yeah. Well, you feel bad for them. You're guilty about what you took away from the black community and the slavery that you helped cause, and that's why you're buying their albums. I'm sure you have Michael Jackson albums. And,
yeah, I do.
And I do. I'm almost positive you have Barry White albums. You know, you're helping out where you can.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So back to the shooter for a minute, okay? I mean, because we kind of went over that pretty fast. And like I said, our hearts and prayers go out to those people. But again, it goes back to why, you know, let's blame the guns and let's not blame the people and others who knew this guy was sick, who didn't do anything to make sure that he didn't, that somebody came to check on him. Somebody did something to keep this guy from hurting other people, right?
Yeah, I never get this when afterwards the family say, oh, we knew there was this potential there. So why did you not say or do something about it? Why did you not sit down with that? You know, your parent, you know, if one of your kids came and said, yeah, I could really shoot that place up. I mean, you know, over and above the, you know, usual way of us all getting angry. When you sit down with your kid, Joe, and say, you know, what's the issue here? What's the problem? Let's talk about this.
Yeah. Well, actually, mine would be more like, what the hell's wrong with you? Get in here. But that's a story for another day. No, seriously, and we've become so politically correct. You know, I wrote about this years ago. People got mad at me. I said, people are dying because of political correctness. People are dying because think about this. We are more afraid of what somebody's going to think about me, right, and what they're going to label me with, than we are worried that person may cause a death, may cause a problem, right?
I think you're right, and the worry is that kind of spills over into everything. So many people don't do and say things that they should because they're worried about what people might think of them. Whereas I don't care what people. I'm not here to be like Joe. I'm actually here to make a difference, whether that be on a personal level or a professional level. And I think that unfortunately, what has happened, not in the United States, but like all over the world, is that people are afraid. You know, I think that the one thing we need to do is instill into people, you know, about being their authentic self. Because when you're not your authentic self, you just spew the ideologies of other people and present them as your own. And I think that that's the work. If you have an opinion, I'll respect you even if I don't agree with it. If you can tell me why you think that, if you've not just gleaned that from someone else. And I think that's a real problem in society. That so many people are doing this. Because if we were just honest and open, you know, we might have fewer friends, but we would have the right friends.
You know what? I'd rather have fewer friends. I'd rather be able to count my friends on, you know, two hands with one hand than have to be fake and phony and not say something. You know, my friends know they're going to hear it from me one way or the other, whether they like it or not. If they ask me the question, I'm not holding back. And my kids know the same thing. Everybody around me that's truly a friend of mine knows the same thing, and I'm never hateful, and I'm never nasty. It's just, wouldn't you rather have that? Wouldn't you rather have me or people around you look at you and just go, look, Xander, I don't appreciate it when you do this, or I'm on the same page as you with this, you know?
Well, at least you know where you stand with people then. I mean, there are so many fakers out there that it's kind of hard to know. You know, if I offend people, you know, tell me, don't go and tell others, you know, please don't email me now to say, I've offended you on the show. That's a different thing. I'm here to offend you. I'm here to get you talking about things. But, you know, in real terms, you know, in life, like my sister, my mom used to call me and say, you've offended your sister. You've got to give her a call. I said, tell her to tell me if I've offended her. You know, to me, it's imperative to having a good, solid, honest an open relationship with someone. And if you can't be honest with them, why are you my friend?
If I got to sit there and worry about the way that I use the words, the way that I phrase them, the way that I lay them down, because I'm afraid that you may take it wrong with them, are we really friends?
No.
Thank you.
No.
It's really that simple. Thank you. No. Look, at you know, there's people around us, you and I both have people around us, that some of them want to be around us because they think we're famous, and some want to be around us because they are, because you know, we're so good-looking, if you would, you know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know.
Is Tammy nodding now?
Yeah. No, she's over there throwing up in a bucket. Oh, she, okay, there you go. But, you know, you sit with those people and you go, this is not somebody I would pick as a friend. I don't want you around me.
No.
I don't want to have to watch what I say and how I say. I want to be able to ask you something, and you know, you and I have had discussions all about all kinds of things. And
right.
I say to people all the time, look, they get mad at me and they go, I want you to think about why are you a Democrat? Why are you a Republican? Why do you support Trump? Why don't you support Trump? You know, think about it. Don't just say these things because they're cool, the party says it, or you think you believe it. It's just so wrong, right? Correct?
It is. And, you know, it's interesting. We've seen over the past couple of years how relationships have deteriorated because of changes, you know, in politics and the world, et cetera, et cetera. But I think it's about maturity. I have friends from all walks of life, black, gay, straight, white, you know, Republican, Democrat, you know, all over the spectrum, all over the planet. And for me, the thing is that I'm not going to not be your friend because you're a Democrat. I'm not even going to stop being your friend if you support Maxine Waters. You know, we might have to agree to disagree on something, but it's actually a maturity issue. But to think if you have to stop being friends with someone or stop speaking to your kids or your mother because of what they believe politically, what does that say about you?
Agree. You know, there was something that came across my mind while you were talking about how, again, we can't even get, we've come to the point in this country anyway, where we can't even sit down and have a beer together, or a cup of coffee, or whatever, or in your case, what do they call it there, a pint? Let's go sit down and have a pint together, or whatever.
Buy a beer, mate.
There you go, see? Right? Because you're of a different ilk. You know, you heard what happened to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, right? She
yeah.
goes into a restaurant. There's a political disagreement. They see him as an animal. So how could you work for him? I mean, really? Is this what we've come to in this country? That's scary.
It is, unfortunately. But, you know, the thing that made me laugh about all of this, that people were liking it to the baker refusing to sell a cake to a same-sex couple for their wedding. And, you know, it brought all of this back to me. But one thing I missed from all of that is, the baker didn't actually refuse service. He refused to sell them one particular product. They could have had anything else in the store. But with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you know, God bless her little cotton socks, they refused her service totally. But she doesn't have any protection under the law, you know, as a Christian white woman. She has no protection under the law. You know, a baker a few months ago went to a Walmart in New Jersey and then wanted a cake with a blue line on it. And they refused to do that. Now, if he'd have been a gay cop, you know, he could have sued them. But because, you know, there's no protection under the law for everybody else. And do you see the point I'm making?
Oh, no, it is so sad. It's just so sad, and it's disgusting. And you start to go down that road and you just kind of stop shy of it, which is, if she had been an African-American woman working for Donald Trump or not, that would I believe that would have never happened.
Well, never mind even that. If she'd been a lesbian, she would have had a lawsuit. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But if she'd have been a lesbian, they would have made the mayor of the town as well, wouldn't they? Let's face it.
Yeah, I know. But here's what I love about this. We've only got about 30 seconds left, but I love how they have the woman who's running the hospital. She's now had to jump out of the organization, resign from the organization she was part of, and the whole street's worried about business on the street there. Hey, quickly, Xander, tell people where they can find you.
XanderGibb.com. Everything is there, and have a wonderful and safe weekend, people. And lots of love to everybody in the chat room.
Hey, Xander, thanks for being with me. A lot going on. Hey, people, don't go far, because in the next hour, I'm telling you, Democrats don't even hide where they're coming from anymore. No ICE, no borders, total socialism. CNN has another major fail, but you got to tune in to find out what it is. Xander, thanks for being with me. Everybody else, go have a great weekend. If you don't have to go, you better come back. Don't make me come to your house.